is the Writer's Almanac for Monday. It's the 28th of May, 2012. It's the birthday of Mae Swenson, born Logan, Utah, 1913, Swedish parents, immigrants who came to this country as converts to the Mormon faith. She was the oldest of 10 children. She became the black sheep of the family when she questioned the Mormon faith at the age of 13. Started keeping a diary, composing poems. Writing was the one place she felt free to express herself. She said, "I'm two eyes looking out of a suit of armor. I write because I can't talk." She was in her 20s when she moved to New York City, had a number of low-paying jobs. At one point, she shoplifted a dress so she'd look respectable when she went to the welfare office to ask for help. Her reputation and success grew slowly. Her first book came out when she was 41 years old. Another Animal was the title. She got a two-month residency at Yaddo, where she met the poet Elizabeth Bishop. They became friends, possibly lovers. And though Bishop lived in Brazil, they exchanged letters, 260 of them, over the next 29 years. Mae Swenson wrote to Bishop, "Not to need illusion, to dare to see and say how things really are, is the emancipation I would like to attain." Her collections include The Complete Love Poems of Mae Swenson and a book entitled Dear Elizabeth, Five Poems and Three Letters to Elizabeth Bishop. It's the birthday of Walker Percy, Birmingham, Alabama, 1916. His early life was marked by tragedy. Grandfather, father, both committed suicide with shotguns. His mother drowned when her car ran off the road into a stream. He and his brother were adopted by their uncle in Greenville, Mississippi, and it was there that he met his lifelong best friend, the neighbor boy, the author Shelby Foote. Percy went off to college in Chapel Hill, later to New York for medical school. He got tuberculosis, spent 2 years at a sanitarium. He later said, "It was the best thing that ever happened to me because it gave me a chance to quit medicine. I had a respectable excuse." He became a full-time writer, wrote two novels, couldn't get either of them published. He kept at it, and his novel, The Movie Goer, came out in 1961. He was 45 years old, and a year later won the National Book Award. And it's the birthday of Maeve Binchy, born in Dalkey, Ireland, 1940. As a young woman, Maeve liked to travel on cheap boats or work in kibbutzim in Israel. She was once a camp counselor in the United States. She sent letters back home to her father. Her father sent them on to newspapers, and that led to a career as a newspaper reporter and editor. Maeve Binchy, the best-selling author of dozens of novels, including her most recent, Minding Frankie. Here's a poem for today by Hal Sirovitz, "The Joke That Got No Laughs." "You should have enough courtesy to laugh after I tell a joke," Father said, "even if you don't find it funny. You might find it funny later. It's like you're giving me your laughter in advance. You shouldn't be asking me to tell you where the punchline was. It's always at the end, and my joke was no exception. I apologize if I didn't tell it as well as I had heard it. Or maybe it was the audience that was at fault. You just didn't get it. It might have been too lowbrow. Maybe I should just find another family to tell it to. I chose mine because of the convenience, but I might have done better if I had told it next door." The Joke That Got No Laughs, Hal Sirovitz. From his collection, Father Said, published by Soft Skull Press, and used by permission here on the Writer's Almanac, supported by Nook, Simple Touch with Glow Light by Barnes & Noble. Designed for bedtime reading, Glow Light offers paper-like reading with the lights on or off. Available at neighborhood Barnes & Noble stores or Nook.com. Produced by Kathy Roach, written by Holly Vanderhaar. Be well, do good work, and keep in touch.